Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show on location in Athens, Alabama at Coronation. And I am so thrilled right now to have two very special guests with me in studio. We have Anna Grace Miller along with Edgar Michaels. Glad to have them both. And Mr. Edgar is 97 years old, correct? 97 years old from Lexington, Alabama. Glad to have them both. And really the most important aspect of this is this program gives us an opportunity to preserve and share stories that might otherwise be lost in time. Every family and every community has stories, and the stories are about people who came before us, the places they called home, and the challenges they faced, and the experiences that helped shape their lives. My guests today have taken that idea and turned it into a book. Anna Grace Miller and myself have worked together before over at First Fridays in Florence, Alabama. And she is the author of Where Blue Water Runs, A Southern Boyhood in the Great Depression. And this book takes readers back to Lexington, Alabama in 1938 and tells the true life stories of her grandfather, Mr. Edgar Michael, through the eyes of a nine-year-old boy he was at the time. So at 97 years old, Mr. Michael is joining his granddaughter, Anna, to share the story behind the book and some of the memories that have inspired it. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Anna Grace Miller and Edgar Michael.
Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Glad to have you both.
All right.
So, Anna Grace, I want to begin with you. Tell me about your grandfather from your perspective of the granddaughter and the relationship the two of you have shared over the years?
Well, it's been wonderful. I remember when I was 4 years old living next to him and my grandmother, and I remember the memories of riding on his shoulders as a little four-year-old girl and him carting me and my brother and sister around in a wagon behind his tractor, and him always having this big spread of a garden and goats in the back pasture and playing in his big growth of bamboo back in the woods, and just so many memories of him being the greatest toy mender ever. He could build anything, he could fix anything, and it was just a great country growing up life that I had with my granddad.
From knowing you, Anna, I know that you view things differently when it comes to meaningful stories and the impact that they have. So at what age did you decide that maybe the stories that your grandfather would have would be something worth preserving?
That was probably back in 2014. And I've grown up all my years listening to his stories, loving his stories, asking questions. But then in 2014, I realized that's about when they moved right across from me and my parents when I was still living at home. And I knew I had all this time that I could devote to talking to him and interviewing him. And I did. Sat down and we had so many table conversations, and I just interviewed him, and I have audio recordings of that. And that's when I realized something needs to be done with this. And but it did take me all the way up until now to actually put it together in book form.
Yeah. And please explain to listeners what biographical fiction is.
Yes.
So that they understand where we're coming from.
Yes. So biographical would be that this is a story about his life when he was 9 years old, growing up, day to day, what he dealt with. But I didn't want it to be a biographical nonfiction where only his family members and relatives would care to read it. So the fiction element is basically like how Little House on the Prairie was written. It's true life stories, but it's written in such a way that it engages all readers, all interests, and it's a great read aloud, and it's put together in story form.
Mr. Michael, I want to bring you into the conversation now. When Anna Grace first told you that she wanted to write a book about your life or to write this biographical fiction, what did you think about that idea?
Oh, I thought that was a wonderful idea. And I can just see it taking hold. And I'm understanding a lot about her and her family, of course. We've lived near them most of the time. And a wonderful idea.
When you think back to Lexington in 1938, what do you remember most about that community during that time?
38. Oh. Well, I lost count of so many things in Lexington because I got work in other areas, and I didn't spend much time in Lexington. I pulled a wagon load of cotton to to Lexington lots of times. Cotton gin in Lexington. And my dad went off to work on places that took him away from us right there in Lexington. And so I was grown hardly, but I went along with all the farm work it took to make a farmer.
My grandfather, who raised me, was born in 1928. So he was a year older than you are.
Yeah.
He would have turned 98 on May 31st of this year, being born in 1928. You were born in 1929.
Right.
So that was the year of the Great Depression.
I can't remember much about it. We managed to make out on the little farm we had there, and Dad, right after the Depression, he found work. Boy, at my age,
that's completely understandable.
You get started on a subject and you lose it.
Kids in 2026 have a lot of different things to do for fun, right? So there's a lot of different things that weren't thought of in 1938. But what was a young person doing for fun when you were a boy?
Oh, my wife and I was talking this morning about how she met up with me. She had three brothers, and I had three sisters. And they got to dating my sisters, and it brought her along to play with, be separate from their brothers while they were dating. Yeah. So, but we were old enough to think about friends. But after... You know, one of her brothers married one of my sisters. That's how
much. Wow.
And I don't know if you might remember the name, James Joyner. He wrote some songs. They married and didn't have children, but she become, I say, she was 13 years old. We got a little more funny. And went on, and I don't know. We married. I can't even call the date. But things just don't come to me like they should.
Sure. Well, Anna, as you were having your grandfather share his stories, was there anything about his childhood that surprised you or maybe helped you see him differently?
Yeah, definitely. And a lot of people are surprised to find out how much he lived like Laura Ingalls Wilder lived. It's 1938. It's here in rural North Alabama. You know, how different could it be? And it was amazing. He had no running water, no electricity. They had no vehicles. They didn't even really have horses. They had mules. And if they saw a car drive by on the road, that was very amazing. And so it was just so bare bones. You know, the lifestyle was so different than what we imagine. And yet they somehow brought community in, like family, and the way they lived was so different than the way we live now. The way they looked at community, the way they looked at the work that they did and how they relied so much on God bringing a harvest. And if he didn't, well, we're thankful that we have family members and neighbors who will help us out.
Of all the stories that are included in the book, is there one that you feel particularly close to?
I think the last chapter, it's about how they celebrated Christmas and what happened when a particular neighbor in the winter hadn't prepared for the winter. And this was somewhat of a common thing for a few people not to prepare properly, and what the community, what the family, neighbors around did to support them and help them and get them through the hardships of that cold winter. And I've heard a lot of people, my beta readers in particular, who read before I had this book completed, say that it brought tears to their eyes, and it was just amazing to see community come together in the way that they did in Lexington.
Right now, we're talking with Anna Grace Miller and her 97-year-old grandfather, Edgar Michael, and we're talking about the book, Where Blue Water Runs, A Southern Boyhood in the Great Depression, and it's a book inspired by her grandfather's childhood in Lexington, Alabama, and the real people, places, and experiences he remembers from growing up there. This is really gold when it comes to having something in your hands that tells you our history here in rural Alabama. When we come back, I want to talk about more of the process of bringing those memories to life, what experience has meant to a grandfather and her granddaughter and grandfather, and their upcoming book release that's going to happen in Green Hill, Alabama on August the 1st. All right, I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love, and do it today.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on The Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show, coming to you from Coronation in Athens, Alabama. I have with me Anna Grace Miller. She is an author, and she is also the granddaughter of 97-year-old Edgar Michael. And we are talking today about preserving her grandfather's childhood in stories. And the book is called Where Blue Water Runs, A Southern Boyhood in the Great Depression. And this book takes readers to Lexington, Alabama in 1938 and allows us to experience that time and place through the eyes of a 9-year-old boy. Mr. Michael was once a 9-year-old boy in 1938, and that's how this story develops and unfolds. And Anna Grace, I want to pick up with the actual writing process. How did you go about gathering your grandfather's memories and turning them into a complete book?
So I grew up talking to him about his stories and the way he lived all my life. And then back in 2014, I decided that it was time to actually sit down and interview him. And I took audio interview. I typed everything out that he said. And I just got pages upon pages of great stories and interviews. And I knew I wanted to compile them at some point into a book. And I didn't know if I wanted it just biographical nonfiction or to turn it into a totally fiction novel. And finally, when I landed on kind of combining the two, I took the most interesting and important stories from his 9-year-old life, and I began chapter headings and titled them and organized them so that I knew in each chapter what I was going to be focusing on, what was the most important aspect of each story in that year of his life. And once I had that, I was able to just seamlessly write, and it took me, I guess, less than a year to put it together. But through that process, I was calling him up a lot and going over and making sure that all my details were correct.
So, Mr. Michael, what was that like having your granddaughter ask you all of these questions, taking you back 9 decades ago to try to pull that information?
That was interesting. He surely was. I love the little girl. She was the baby, grandbaby. And we built another house on the acreage there, and we moved into it. They moved into our home, and it all worked out fine. She just loved her grandmother so much, and me.
Now, I have to say that brought a big smile to Mr. Michael's face when he said, "and me." So he loves her dearly, and we're glad to be able to have this conversation today. And I know that probably those questions brought back memories that otherwise you hadn't thought about because Anna was trying to get the information.
Yeah. We didn't live, I don't guess we lived over 100 feet from where they moved. We built the house for us, and she had to run. Her grandmother was, they were so in love, we'd like to hear her come into the back door hollering, I'm hungry, grandmother.
That was when I was 4 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so we had a nice start.
There's something really special about a granddaughter taking time to listen to her grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great example for other people to listen to those who are older and have wisdom and preserve those experiences. What has this process meant to you as Anna's grandfather?
Well, I've seen grandchildren bring their children to us. And so we got an addition to the family through love. And I wish I, like I said, at my age, you can't think of these things to tell like you'd like to.
At 97 years old, when you look at the world today compared to your childhood, what do you believe we have gained from that time to now?
Oh, well, we've got we have got so much pleasure out of raising our grandchildren. We had other grandchildren. Excuse me. We had other grandchildren as far away as Chattanooga, raised their grandchildren. And we had, I don't know how many grandchildren that we wound up with.
You know, Anna, any idea?
That'd be 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So I think it'd be 7.
Yeah.
And you've got your great-grandchildren.
On the other side of that question, Mr. Michael, is there anything in the way that people treated each other in 1938 that you believe that we should hold on to a little more?
You know, it all just gradually come on and went away, you might say. But it was fun seeing our families develop. And I could say my dad went to work, and phases that took him away from the farms, and so we did pretty well. I started out with team mules, hauling cotton to the gin, Lexington, and so we, my dad went to work with Truman trying to build an atomic bomb, of course. And he got a job in northern Tennessee building
they were building the barracks, weren't they?
Building barracks for the employees to work in, and he didn't have a vehicle to come home to visit. He would get catch a train in Knoxville and come to Sheffield to visit his family, you know. That's it. And it was just one more way of get through all of that. But we managed to get through the depression.
You described the book as heartwarming and hilarious.
Yes.
So without giving too much away, give us an example of the kind of humor that readers will find in your grandfather's stories.
Yeah, so common everyday things for them is not common for us. And the mule races they had across the fields and through Blue Water Creek, which is a huge landmark in the book, is not just everyday typical things for us. It's something that when we see, we might be scared of, or we might think is hilarious, but it was just normal everyday things that little boys would do. And, you know, crossing a creek with a mule that couldn't really carry two or three boys on his back, and them trying to make it across, and the other boys not helping at all, but just laughing at them, you know, is such a sight to hear my granddad tell about it, and then me try to put it into humorous form. I tried to add a lot of that in throughout the chapters and bring it to real life and make it as humorous as he was laughing about it when he was telling me.
Anna, who do you hope reads Where Blue Water Runs?
I hope little boys and middle-aged people and elderly folks, I hope it's an entire family enjoyment, something that can be read aloud to seven-year-olds, which I've done with my 7- and 5-year-old, and they laugh and they think it's hilarious and enjoyable, and they're amazed by many of the things that they learn about their great-granddaddy. And then I hope a lot of the elderly people who read it can actually reminisce and say, yes, that's right, we've been there, we did that, we used that, and we went to those kinds of shops and knew those kinds of neighbors. And possibly even people from Lexington knowing these real names and real places that I use.
How does it make you feel to know that people who did not have a connection with you or people that you knew actually get to get an experience or a taste of how you grew up, Mr. Michael?
Well, we can look back and see how we grew up. Yeah. We carried cotton to the gin at Lexington, of course, with the team mules. It was three miles to Lexington, and with a team of mules pulling a bale of cotton. Sometime we were midnight getting home. You had to wait your line at the gin, you know.
Yes.
Cotton gin. And we managed to make it back home where there it might be after midnight with a team of hungry mules, of course. And I think I carried my first bale of cotton with a team of mules to the gin when I was 12 year old with a team of mules. And you know, you go through a lot of experiences that you look back on and wonder how we did it. But I don't know. Dad lost his life. There we were. None of my sisters they were the oldest. None of them ever ever got married. But, after Dad died. And we managed to stay on the farm. And I tell you, trying to raise a farm with children, you might say, that we hired for 3 years there, we hired people to come and make farm with us. But then I joined the Navy. I just couldn't handle it anymore.
We have a big day coming up August the 1st, and it's going to be at Miller's Feed and Seed in Greenhill, Alabama, and that is the book release day.
That's
correct,
right.
Anna?
Oh. That's correct.
Tell us about being at Miller's Feed and Seed in Greenhill on August 1st and what people can expect.
All right, so we're going to have the book release from 10 a.m. till noon, and my granddad will be with me, so we'll both get to sign the books, and you'll get the book for $12 there with the signatures and a bookmark that goes along with it, whereas online it'll typically be $15. So we should have books there for sale at the feed store after that date if you can't make it on August 1st, and you can come pick it up for that same price, $12. But that's what we're hoping for. A rain or shine, we'll be there.
Are you looking forward to meeting all of these people, Mr. Michael?
Oh, yeah. My, we've lost so many of them. At my age, I've seen so many of them go under. It's just hard to accept.
Well, Anna Grace and Mr. Michael, I want to thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today to share about this special book. Thank you, Anna, for taking the time and the effort to put this out there for others. I think that there are probably a lot of lessons that can be learned from it, and some experiences that Mr. Michael will share in those stories that can impact people's lives. And I hope that they will purchase the book and come out to see you on August the 1st. Sounds like an exciting event, an exciting day. I'll try to be out there myself.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you so much.
Folks, we've had the opportunity today to talk to Anna Grace Miller and also Edgar Michael and have them share about his experience in Lexington, Alabama, and this book that is coming out, Where Blue Water Runs, A Southern Boyhood in the Great Depression. It's more than a collection of memories. It's an example of what can happen when one generation takes the time to listen to another. And Anna Grace Miller and her 97-year-old grandfather, Edgar Michael, will celebrate the release of the book on Saturday, August 1st from 10 a.m. to noon at Miller's Feed and Seed in Greenhill, Alabama. And I encourage you to learn more about the book, attend the release if you can, and perhaps take some time to ask the people in your own family about the stories that they carry. One day, we may realize that those conversations were more valuable than we ever knew. Thank you both for joining me on The Mark White Show today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Here on The Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make an impact in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcasts. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256 256- 952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter. Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
Where they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.